I'm John.
I'm Eugene.
And we're here today to talk to you about some more symbols that we found on smaller items, smaller, frankly, household items. This panel that I'm holding in my hand is a fragment that was taken from a cabinet that was too far gone to be restored. Mm-hmm. Eugene, do you want to tell us about the symbolism on this cabinet?
Sure. The stuff carved on the panel is an elephant and an acrobat. The elephant means wisdom and change. So we like to use this on furniture all the time.
So the second piece we have is a basket. And a basket is obviously four clouds surrounding a piece of calligraphy. Eugene, what does that calligraphy mean?
This character is double happiness. So obviously this item is a gift to a newly married couple. Double happiness represents good fortune and longevity. Also around this character, there are some clouds. It's abstract paintings of clouds. The clouds means wisdom and heavenly blessing.
So again, even on a small piece such as this, you have some real richness when you understand something about the symbols that are included on the pieces themselves. Two more. Eugene, what is this little animal? And okay. First of all, what is this mold?
This is a cookie mold. We use this to make moon cake. Moon cake is a thick cookie we always eat, we like to eat. And this, in this cookie mold, it's carved an animal. The animal is a bat. Bat means good fortune because it has same pronunciation of Chinese character, good fortune. So we always use bat to symbolize good fortune.
And it's so interesting to me because in this country, the United States, bats are frequently feared. But in China, bats are considered a really good aspect of blessing.
Yeah.
And the last one, Eugene?
Yeah, this is another cookie mold. Well, we have a Chinese character in the middle and five butterflies around it. The Chinese character is longevity. And the five butterflies means five elements. John, you can talk some more about five elements.
Okay, the concept of good fortune in Chinese lore or literature is made up of five different elements. There's health, there's wealth, there's living to a ripe old age, leading a moral life, and finally, a natural death at a very old age. So again, you see the opportunities to learn some more about Chinese that adds meaning and richness to the designs of what you own.